I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last month, militant Fulani herdsmen killed up to 200 Nigerians in a predominantly Christian community. Since then, fear has grown that another large-scale attack could be coming. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nations explains that the Fulani hold many influential positions within Nigeria's government. The cries of Christians for protection are often ignored. Yet on the ground, frontline believers take the gospel to the Fulani and other Islamic groups. Pray for gospel advance. And although young adults are still the earliest adopters of new technology in the U.S., older generations are closing the gap. However, Bible translators remain slower to accept new tools and methods. Dane with Unfolding Word says, doubts about church-based Bible translations and the lack of Bible translation consultants drove Unfolding Word to create open-source software that they call Translation Core. It's already helping Unfolding Word partners in Myanmar. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.